The City Quick Connect podcast is brought to you by the Municipal Association of South Carolina.
Hey everyone, this is Russell Cox, editor of the Municipal Association of South Carolina's Uptown publication, and today it's time for another Achievement Award podcast. We are this time talking to the City of Goose Creek, which won in the communications category. Goose Creek has made a name for itself for the inventiveness and fun inherent in its communication and social media. They are the ones who did the magnificent Barbie memes earlier this year in 2023. To that point, one of the people joining us is a person who has contributed to that reputation, Adam Kelly, who works on marketing, branding, and design for the City of Goose Creek. Adam, welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here and hopefully share some experience and what we've done for the city and all that's happening.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The other aspect of this particular award is that Goose Creek won for its communication relating to the development project at Central Creek Park. And to that end, we have with us Parks and Recreation Director Crystal Reed. Hi, Crystal.
Hey, how's it going?
We also have Hannah Miller, who, as I understand, is the your job title is almost as long as mine.
Yeah.
the Central Creek Project, can't even say it right. The Central Creek Park Manager and Therapeutic Coordinator.
You got it.
Got it?
You got it.
So there's a lot going on for this one. To wrap our arms around it, can you all walk us through what the Central Creek project has been, what Central Creek now offers in terms of facilities and programming and everything?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and start. Let me just tell you a little bit about Central Creek Park. It's located in the center of our town. It's a 13-acre all-abilities park and playground. It was designed and built with accessible features to serve our diverse community. So it's not just a playground. It has a ton of amenities, including a volleyball court, a basketball court with 6 adjustable goals. We've got a large green space and stage, 8 pickleball courts, which everyone's really excited about.
All the rage these days.
Half of those courts are actually covered. So we use that space for events, including that we have a food truck rodeo area. Uh-huh. And then, of course, the highlight of that park is our inclusive playground. So it offers a lot to our community. And then we've kind of added this extra layer of programming. So I'll let Hannah kind of talk about the programming.
Yeah, as far as programming goes, we want to be able to offer something for everybody, right? So we've hosted things out there like spring concert series. We have movie nights. We've had like local music groups come and perform on our stage area. We've hosted recitals, you know, pickleball tournaments, obviously. And then we like to do these little one-off programs like scavenger hunts for the kids or a little paint and plant where they can paint a flower pot and then, you know, plant in it. But we also use the space for ways to educate and advocate about our community. So we've hosted resource fairs with the Autism Foundation. We've held walk and rolls with the Spina Bifida Association. And then we've also moved some adaptive programming out there as well.
Mm-hmm. Many moving parts.
We like it that way.
So I always enjoy when Crystal, you mentioned the food trucks, when Goose Creek can get a goose-related pun going. So I remember truck, goose.
Yes, I wish I can take credit for that genius labeling, but it was Frank with our, what's his official title, Frank?
Public Information Officer.
It's our Public Information Officer's brilliant idea. Mm-hmm. And we made a really cool sign out there and just another way to kind of make it fun out there at the park.
Mm-hmm. And I was reviewing social media just before this and a video of Adam going on a wild goose chase of the goose sculptures around town. And speaking of communication, so for all the development that's happened at Central Creek Park, Adam, can we talk about the communication plan overall, everything that went into it for this one?
Sure. I joined the city of Goose Creek about 4 or 5 months after the groundbreaking of the project. So I really was thrown into the midst of such a groundbreaking and monumental project for the community. And when I got there, one of the things that our city administrator told me in very plain terms was, let's just make it fun. Let's build hype. That was simply it. She actually had given me a checklist for things to do long term. And one of those was build hype for Central Creek Park. So I think over that summer last year, getting to meet with Crystal, Barb, our cultural arts director, and other staff members who had a better grasp on what this project and what this park was going to mean for the community allowed me to take better perspective and build like a plan and a project for what we were going to do from then on to the grand opening and then what we were going to do going forward. So it was pretty simplistic from the beginning, especially just because with our construction partners that were working on this project, we worked in tandem with them until we acquired our own drone to share with us drone footage that they got during the beginning process of building the park. And that was actually great because I was not there at the time when they broke ground. And since they had footage and pictures of the park, what it was beforehand, and then right when they started, I was able to acquire that material and then use it for purpose into content at the end of the year. So they had shared a photo of that and then putting it above in a before and after style of a drone shot that our GIS coordinator got during the grand opening was probably one of our highest engaging posts of the year. It reached about 120,000 people, and it was a simply static image of the before and after, and then basically saying, this was May 2022, this is December 2022, look at the magic that can happen in just the span of a year. But leading up to that, it was, like I said, it was pretty simple. We mainly did drone shots and some on the ground shots of the park and talking about what's happening. We were highlighting the specific amenities. So once different companies and organizations chose to sponsor and donor these areas, we did different posts just thanking them and talking about what this part of the park is going to do for the community and how it kind of stands out. Just because, like you said, there's many working parts with our team, and there's also many working parts with the entire entirety of Central Creek, just because it's not just a one-stop shop to hang around. There's so many things to do, and that's what I love to say in word of mouth marketing to people, but also online, that it's for people of all ages. There's always something to do. And as we got up to it, so once fall hit, that was mainly when we really hit the ground running. We were starting to incorporate our recreation team and then also Mayor Greg Habib. We had a lot of things going on, including an election. So we wanted to incorporate as many people as we can to let people know what's happening within the city, just leading up to this is happening at the end of the year. And we actually had a change in schedule as well, which kind of shifted our marketing plans because the park was scheduled to open a little bit earlier as well. So we had to shift just because there was a lot of inclement weather during the summer, and that obviously affects outdoor construction. So once we had shifted into moving it to December, we kind of had to adjust with that. But then we made it Christmas themed, and that was what made it really cool. It was a little bit daunting at first because we had the task of competing with all the other events that are happening, especially once October hits. You're trying to compete with all the other cities and all these other county and organizations that have all of these fun fall, Christmas, Halloween events and stuff. So how can we market it and share this is what's happening for the city? And I think the main people that, like, a part of our community came out, and I think it was still important to them. They're like, okay, Christmas is here and we can do this, but let's go to Central Creek Park because it sounds amazing. And now it's kind of like a part of their daily routine. But like I said, we had a really fun video where we had Mayor Habib riding the zip line before it was fully constructed, and just kind of imagining him utilizing all the parts of Central Creek before it was fully built. And that was a really successful video. I did another video showcasing all the different areas with very just quick flashing videos. It was from a trend that travel influencers do when they talk about their favorite cities that and countries that they visited. So I figured, let's talk about, okay, it starts and it's like Central Creek Park opening this date. Let's go. So once we hit 1 month out, that was kind of where Frank and I had built an entire schedule for what we were going to share building up, because our main goal was to make sure that everybody, the community, had as much info from the digital and print aspect that they could. Frank does a really great job working with our news sources to build those relationships, keep them, just because there are a lot of people in our community that are of the older demographic, so they don't have access to social media. So he was constantly getting interviews with Crystal and Hannah with Live 5, News 4, and they were coming because with some of the smaller towns, it is harder to pull them away from the hard-hitting, bigger news that's happening. It's like central to their news stations. So this was such an exciting project that they were constantly coming out. And it was on us to reach out to Crystal, Hannah, and our other staff and let them know, hey, we want you to be the face of this interview because you guys are the ones that are pioneering and you're going to be really taking on the park once it opens. So we wanted to get their faces out too, just because, like you said, it is a huge team effort. So my main thing that I wanted to make sure is 1 month out, we got drone footage of all the different areas, and we made the copy pretty simplistic and said 1 month until Central Creek Park, 25 days, 20 kind of thing. Once we hit the 10-day mark, we started doing Q&As to let people know that just with parking situations, because there's going to be obviously many more people at these grand opening events than the general population. So letting them know where they could park and just general safety tips. We knew that there was going to be inclement weather on opening day, so make sure you bring blankets and chairs for the grassy area when we had a movie night. So we wanted to make sure the communication was pretty clear. And I would say it was pretty successful, because from my memory, when grand opening was happening and we were on the ground capturing content, I don't remember receiving any DMs or any messages from people about traffic or just general issues, because it was kind of all laid out. I think everyone was
excited. Boy, there's a Christmas miracle for it.
Yeah. Every countdown post that we did reached 50,000 plus people each time. And I think that goes to show a lot of communications teams want to go big. But I think when you just get a really nice photo of whatever project you're working on and you let people know this is coming, that the shares, the likes, the engagement speaks for itself.
Adam, what would you say was the key hook in terms of getting attention from all of that Charleston area media where the competition is so intense?
I learned over time that we had a connection, especially our recreation department, with the mom groups and the mom pages on social media. And not just them, but there are also other tourism pages, what's going on in Charleston, things happening in Charleston. And they were tagging us in their posts based off of what they saw our recreation page posting on their monthly calendar. So I think that's really cool that they're inclusive to the entire Lowcountry. So when seasonal events come up, they say, one of them actually did it this month. I think it was What's Going On in Charleston. They did an entire What's Happening in October for the kids, and Central Creek Park, Goose Creek Recreation, all of our events were included. So I think the key was to stay in contact with the people that are typically focusing on Charleston, Mount Pleasant, West Ashley events, and kind of shooting them the info and letting them know ahead of time, hey, these events are happening. We'd love for you to share them, just because there are potentially people outside of Goose Creek that would find what we're doing interesting. And although it might be a little bit more of a drive, we can assure you that it'll be worth your while. And I think especially when we've had like open playtime at our gymnastics facility and now Central Creek Park and some programming at John McCants, we're actually doing at our Veterans Park, we're doing a dog costume contest this October and stuff. So it's obviously, we make it known that our events are also open to people outside of the community, including our art competitions that we have as well. We don't limit it to Goose Creek residents. And I think that's what's cool, is that even if you're not directly living here, because the city is an interesting, it laid out, it is a very interesting city that people all over can embody what Goose Creek is about. So my like key hook to it was definitely reaching out and making sure we're tagging them in our posts and stories. And once they found out, they were spreading it to the masses and stuff. And then that's when I started finding out, and Crystal and Hannah, even beyond Central Creek Park, we have people visiting Goose Creek from Columbia, Mount Pleasant, Johns Island, because what we're offering right now is none other than it's just not comparable in the Lowcountry, just because it's one of the it's the first inclusive park for Berkeley County. So it's really cool to see the input from people, but also just hear that our marketing is working and going past our general like audience.
I want to chime in on that. So I think they do a really great job of offering diverse marketing. So we do the print, we have it on the website, but I think what made us stand out is Frank and Adam's, their social media presence. They weren't afraid to be different. They weren't afraid to be funny and kind of risky in some of it. And it made it easy for people to share because it was content that was funny, and they would look and see what was trending. So they would use kind of whatever was trending then to help us kind of spread the word. And I think it was really successful.
So with this being that first inclusive park in the area, I mean, it's become such a huge thing, but it is still unknown to probably portions of the audience. Can you talk about communicating about that?
That's a really good question. We're still working on it, to be honest. So we really want to educate those in the community about why this park is important and why it has the accessible elements that it has. And you're right, not everybody understands. And so we're kind of going from the internal side, educating our city staff first. This is the language that we use. This is the awareness campaign. And then we're planning on doing some sort of kindness campaign or inclusion campaign so that we can then use Adam's amazing marketing skills again to, again, educate the community about different abilities, different diagnoses, and kind of how those are included at Central Creek and how we can include those in our everyday life. Mm-hmm. Because Central Creek, and we've said this all along, it's not just the park, right? Like, we want it to be part of our daily lives. We want inclusion. Inclusion is a mission of ours, and we want it to be a mission of our city as well.
So one thing I remember from the initial presentation on this one is that one outcome of all the communication was that there was a great deal of donor support for this park. So I was wondering if you guys could talk about that.
Yeah, so we created several levels of opportunities to donate and sponsor. We wanted everyone to feel like they could participate. So we really highlighted the major amenities like the playground, the splash pad, our office building, the pavilion, and then the stage and green space. So we kind of created those levels, gave them a price point, and then really Mayor Habib led that campaign. You know, he's super connected in our community. He's respected, and he has strong relationships in the business community. And so he went to his friends, right? The people that come and support our city, that support our events. We knocked on their door first, set up meetings, and it was easy to sell this park, right? I mean, who doesn't want a park in their community that serves everybody, a place where everyone can gather in community? So I think everyone easily saw the value. You know, using marketing, they were able to see what our reach was. Basically. So it was a great investment for them as well. You know, put your name out there. Adam and his team are going to do a great job of getting your name out there, showcasing how you're serving our community. So that was kind of really key, is the mayor kind of knocking door to door, setting up meetings. He sent out letters. And then we started, once we got the big donors, we, you know, reached out and said, hey, you can contribute. We did a sponsorship campaign on benches. Mm-hmm. So we bought benches and put that out. And so people could, in memory, highlight somebody, especially in the special needs community. We reach out to that group first. And so we had a donor wall where no matter how much you contributed, your name was in that park. And so, again, I think people were just excited once they learned about it, that whole education piece of what we were trying to accomplish out there. They were easily excited to participate in this campaign and be a part of kind of our new mission in Goose Creek.
So I often ask, in talking about projects like this, what is next for this project? And I think we've got to do two different things. Central Creek Park in its current form has been going for a while. What is next for the park in particular? And then we'll also, after that, ask Adam, what is next for digital marketing, especially parks and recreation digital marketing in the city of Goose Creek? So let's start with the park itself. What's next for the park?
We have so much going on. The great thing about how successful the park has been is that we've been able to build staff out there.
So we have a park coordinator now who is working on a lot more of that programming and those events. So coming up, we've got our Halloween carnival, but we're also going to celebrate our 1 year anniversary in December and have a Winter Wonderland event. So she's working hard on that, but also just creating intentional programming, more of those one-offs, listening to the community and seeing what we can provide out there. She's really diving in to make that happen for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, to add on to that, I think over the past year, it's really been such a great experience to try things out. I think that's one of the things. I think our recreation department had different events in mind, and it's like, what is going to work, what's not. I think what's really cool, one of my favorite parts, is that because it's such a huge aspect of the community now, that people are very vocal about their opinions when it comes to things that they think that we should do to improve the park, or but also giving praise, like when they want to, they'll let our staff know when people are doing a great job, and our rec department's done a great job on their social media highlighting our different staff, just because, like Hannah said, it started with a small team over there, and then obviously realizing we need a lot more people over there to be able to handle the influx of people. And I think we've gotten a lot of different high school and college students that are really great with the community and do a great job just building those relationships. But an example that I want to go in on is we opened our splash pad earlier this year, and we opened it kind of during spring break. So it was a little bit earlier before the weather warmed up. I went out and got some photos, and we had made a post. And this was when I was I reached out to our rec department and was like, so sorry, because all I did was share five photos from the first like weekend of Splash Creek being open. And it's probably our highest performing post of the entire year. It reached about 150,000 people, I believe 800 to 1,000 shares, just within a day or two. And it was just simply five static photos of kids having fun. That's like a good and bad thing, because we're one of, like, in our area, we are one of the few splash pads, and it is obviously a certain size. So when you have such a high engagement, it's like, how many kids are going to show up when we, like, fully open? Is it going to be a million? So,
yes.
Yeah. That's kind of what it felt like. And one of the, like, immediate feedback that we got back from the community is just like the age difference between some of the kids that were going, and just kind of the worries for when there are older preteens and teenagers at the splash pad versus my toddler. So within a day, like, we are communicating, our marketing team is communicating with our rec department on what can we do. And like our rec department are superstars for putting together a program. So Toddlers and Tots, now just Toddlers Day, where we set aside early morning hours specifically for those kids so that they can enjoy Splash Creek and also Deborah's Playground just by themselves. And also Hannah has also started with Therapeutic Thursdays. So that started this summer. So every third Thursday of the month, all the way through November, because, you know, South Carolina weather, our TR community is able to enjoy the playground and the splash pad exclusively with their friends and family. We have volunteers that come out and just make sure they're facilitating and making sure, like, spreading the communication to families and letting them know, hey, sorry, you're unable, like, we have this closed for our therapeutic community and stuff, but it'll be open the next day. And people are, although, like, disappointed, again, like we said, there's so much happening in the park, there's stuff to do, even if when we have certain programs like that happening. But I think it's really important to have these events, just because it's needed for especially the amount of kids that are coming, because it's great, but also we have to be respectful and understand the needs of our TR community and everybody, just because that's what makes it inclusive.
Going off that, that's a piece of our education aspect too, right? So, hey, we're going to close the park for a couple hours for our special needs community. And when people are coming and we're saying, hey, this time is not for you tonight, and they're asking why, we can explain, hey, when all the equipment is overrun, sometimes these individuals don't get an opportunity to play side by side like we want them to. So this is time for them to have a sensory moment, right? So where it's not so overwhelming and they can really get that intentional time on the playground.
I also think it's worth noting that those programs that you mentioned and Hannah mentioned about Therapy Thursday and our Toddler and Tot Time, that was all adjustments and pivots that we made based on our social media presence and the feedback we're getting from the community. So it is very collaborative, which is what I love about working for the city of Goose Creek, is we listen to our residents.
We're there to communicate and then we respond. And so I think that's how we get the best product out there.
I'm curious. I imagine at least some of the feedback has to be build more splash pads. So how do you, how does that conversation go?
So some of our neighbors have reached out. So the city of Hanahan, the town of Monk's Corner, Berkeley County, and they said, tell me more about your splash pad. So they've come through and seen our space. We have told them about our challenges and our successes and said, hey, if we were to do this project over, this is some of the changes we would make, or we would have staffed it earlier. So that has been really great, you know, to work with our partners in the area. So I agree. I think there's definitely a desire in the area to have more splash pads, and we can't serve everybody, although we try. So I think it's really, really great that our neighbors are looking into making that same investment.
And I know that one of the things coming down the pipe is a amphitheater at the city complex. And so, Adam, I imagine that you are responding to Natalie Ziegler's call there of building hype about that.
Yes, there is a lot happening within the city, and it's great in a sense of like our marketing team has to be very cognizant of how much we can take on in terms of we should always have a general marketing plan for all of these huge projects that we're taking, but it's more so there's 100 ideas that we can do online through like media photos and stuff. Let's figure out how we can segment it out and do it over a course of time instead of trying to do it all at once. So kind of going off of your question about like what's up next, it's continuing to be in partnership with our recreation department. And that's the great thing. Like Crystal said, we all have each other and we're always reaching out on our work phones, just texting each other. If we see, I think one of my favorite ideas is like when they see something on social media that's trending, because again, like I am on my phone a lot. My screen time is very high. as also doing research, it probably averages like 8 to 10 hours, like a day.
Wow.
Which sounds like I'm basically on my phone the whole time, which is like correct and incorrect, but I'm not always scouring the internet. So it's great that they're seeing parts, especially Parks and Rec marketing and trends that are going around that I may not see. And Hannah, Crystal, Liza, our programs director, will reach out and say, hey, can we do this in some way? So kind of like what you were saying with the Barbie trend and stuff, I kind of had an idea to do something with it, but it wasn't fully fleshed out. And Mansfield, Texas actually had done a trend that went really viral. And Liza had sent it to me and said, can we do something like this? So my mom is a Barbie collector. Conveniently enough, we had just moved, so they are all in boxes just sitting there. I felt like a 10th grader that's like the night before. I'm like, mom, can you help me with this special project? Because I was like, pull out these Barbies. I need these outfits and let's do this. And
so those weren't stock images of Barbie doing yoga and stuff. Those were ones you shot.
Correct. Yes. And I had the opportunity to have 2 graphic design interns this summer. So my expertise is digital photography. So I wanted to instill some of those skills with them. So I took them out and they also helped get a majority of those photos as well. And I was getting some of the behind the scenes photos. And that's what we worked to just kind of think of something simple using the Barbie logo. And then like, what captions can we make that have them doing things parks and recreation? It didn't receive the engagement that I was hoping for, but you saw it. So I think that's what I think that's what matters. Enough people saw it. And I think it's one of my favorite projects that I've done. It's like, I've not imagined having 3 people acting like paparazzi surrounding a Barbie at Feckle Field with a Barbie on home plate as our parks team are working on maintenance. And they're probably like, what is going on? Like, they want to call Crystal and they're like, there are these 3 people taking photos of, I can't tell what that is. But it's fun things like that. It's really cool to have the creativity and flexibility. Natalie and our just entire city council and mayor are very supportive of what we do. They might not fully understand some of the trends that I'm doing, but I think that's what's great is that when I see them, they're like, I don't understand what this is, but I understand the importance of utilizing it as a tool to reach our demographic, just because we have a lot of younger families moving to the city. And it's cool to hear, especially when I'm at special events, I'm always asking because I want to know, how did you find out about this event? Mm-hmm. And a lot of times it's either through our recreation department page or it's through our bi-weekly segment that I do called Your Week in the Creek. So it's just like, it's to me, it's like bridging the gap between people who don't watch traditional TV and people who aren't signed up for our email newsletter, which I think you should be if you're not. But if you're not an email person, it's kind of a digestible 2 to 4 minute news segment talking about everything happening in the city, from recreation to public works to fire. And like you said, we're going to be doing a lot of heavy coverage with the amphitheater. Natalie's been asking me, what do you have in mind? I don't have any clear ideas yet, but right now we're getting drone footage before we break ground because we're getting clearance for that pretty soon. So we're getting as much just gorgeous footage beforehand of what it was, just because it's going to be in front of our pond. So it's going to have a beautiful water feature behind it. So we're getting a lot of the before content, and I think that's what does really well. So we're starting with that. And then once they break ground, we'll hit the ground running. Conveniently about this project, it's right by City Hall. So I can always pop out while I'm at work and get updated photos, get content like that. But again, there's so much that still to do with Central Creek Park, with just marketing all of our different programs and stuff. I still have not done this, and I want to do like a night report on like our pickleball players that are playing at 10 p.m. And I want to go up with like the tiny mic and just be like, okay, how long have you been playing this? When did you get addicted to this phenomenon? Can you tell me about like, what is it about pickleball that just drives you to play to the late hours in the morning? And just fun things like that. So trying to maneuver all of the different projects we're doing, staying current and relative, but also not forgetting to reach our demographic through traditional media. And that's what's great about, I feel like, with Frank, our PIO, who has more experience with traditional marketing, and then me with online and digital marketing. It works really well workflow wise.
I do like that you got a like, follow, and subscribe plug in there. That
I think, I think it's like beneficial and necessary. If you haven't done it, then you got to reevaluate your pitch.
So final thoughts for all of you. Let me ask, what can other cities and towns in South Carolina and elsewhere learn from what Goose Creek is doing here?
I'll start. I think the key to our success is, you know, communicating with residents and our business owners, having them part of this process early on, and listening to them. So I think that's been key for us. Also, I think take some risks. It seems to have paid off. It allows us to be seen, and for like that education piece is so important for us. But I mean, taking those risks, making sure that people are sharing our content, it allows us to further our mission.
Hannah, everyone's looking at you.
Yeah. Well,
I just think that it's really incredible to note that, you know, everybody deserves a place to play. All abilities, all people, all ages. So I think other places can really learn a lot from that, being able to provide a place where everybody can play.
Yeah, I think it's really cool to have, as the city, not just the marketing team, but the city spearheading a project like this in terms of the effect that it's having on the entire Lowcountry. Just because, like Crystal said, people are reaching out to her from all over about the splash pad. And then we have North Charleston with their inclusive park coming, and that's going to be the largest in the country. So it's really cool that like just the entire South is kind of catching on to this, just because I feel like it's taken a long time for some of these cities to like fully understand like what their residents want. And I think one of those things just at its core is coming together. And what does that best? Parks, playgrounds, things like that, because they're multi-purpose. You can have them beyond just playing. You can use them for our special events, which is what we use day in and day out. And yeah, like Crystal said, it's really cool being able to talk about the challenges that we've gone through. And it's kind of like letting people know, like, this is what we've done, this is what we would have done, and this is what we're doing now, like what we're doing in the future. Just like Hannah said, I'm looking forward to doing more communications with our Be Kind initiative and however that takes shape, because I think that should be the main priority, as that's the theme of the entire park. But yeah, I mean, I'm so excited. I think working with these people has like made me nerd out now on Parks and Rec. So if I'm visiting new cities now, I'm with friends that are not in this field, I'm like, can we go check out the playground? And I'm like, let's go play on it. I need to go take some photos. Like, is this like turf, grass? Like, are there murals around? And I'm sending it to them. I'm like, y'all, we need to do this. How can we execute this? And it's cool because that's the entire part. It doesn't feel competitive. It feels like we're all working towards one goal, and each of us are like a piece of that puzzle.
You know, I will tell our listeners that when we signed on to this call, the first thing this group asked me was, are we your favorite city? And this is not the first time they've asked that. And I can say this is definitely a group where the enthusiasm and the passion is infectious. So it's that is a pretty awesome part. The idea of the Achievement Awards is sharing ideas. So that's what we're doing here. That's what we've done with all of these podcasts and the videos. For those of you who are looking to apply for the 2024 awards, you can find all the descriptions, all the videos. You can see beautiful footage of Central Creek Park. When we shot, we went on a day where the splash pad was running. It was great. You can find it on the Municipal Association's website, www.masc.se, and search for Achievement Awards. And with that, I can say, Crystal, Adam, Hannah, thank you guys so much for taking this time to share all of this with us.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us. Yeah. Always fun connecting.
The City Quick Connect podcast is one of several ways the Municipal Association keeps you informed of the opportunities and issues impacting South Carolina cities and towns. Learn more at www.masc.sc and stay up to date with the Association's latest happenings on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.